restrictive religion law in Kazakhstan is back in the news. More covert Bible deliverers are needed in China, and a ministry teaches life skills through cooking lessons. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kazakhstan's Constitutional Council's been deliberating on the country's controversial religion law. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they just got the verdict.
It is indeed unconstitutional.
It could be that international pressure played a role in this. Kazakhstan is due to assume the chairmanship of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in 2010. Such a restrictive religion law flies in the face of what the OSCE stands for. However,
the president has to review the opinion of the court, and he'll decide whether to agree or disagree with it within 10 days. And after the president renders his response, he could propose changes to the decision, but then two-thirds of the Constitutional Council has to support those proposed revisions.
Your prayers have helped, but Griffith says
it's not over yet, but it's a positive sign and one to definitely keep in prayer that the work of the gospel in Kazakhstan would not be hindered.
Next, while there appears to be a renewed openness toward Christianity in China, one organization says the need for Bibles is still great. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, says over a million pastors are waiting for a study Bible, despite reports suggesting Bibles are printed in mass quantities. Klein says that's hurting their covert Bible distribution program.
People are saying there's no need to carry Bibles into China anymore. They're printing them inside. A lot of people have backed off from going to China and carrying Bibles in, and they're saying, we're desperate for Bibles. Please bring us Bibles. So we're trying to get more people that will come and help us carry Bibles in.
Klein says you can help these pastors.
If businessmen are going in, you know, into Beijing or into Shanghai, wherever they're flying into, if they would even take a suitcase of Bibles, we'll give them the Bibles and give them the name of a contact to drop them with. But we need to get Bibles in there, and especially to the church leaders.
So they can effectively evangelize and disciple new believers. If you can help, go to missionnetworknews.org to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you enjoy working on construction projects? What about using your skills to help the needy? Next month, volunteers will help the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee rebuild homes and lives. Many residents in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, were displaced as flooding destroyed over 4,000 homes last June. Volunteers can help for 1 or 3 weeks. CRWRC will reimburse costs for 3-week teams. If you can use your skills to help, go to our website. Next, if you have medical training, you may be needed in Pakistan. A church partnering with Bible Pathway Ministries is offering a permanent position. Qualified individuals will receive a monthly salary, free boarding and lodging, and a free airline return ticket. Bible Pathway's partner is looking for a general surgeon and female gynecologist to fill staff positions. Our website contains details of this opportunity as well. Share this story with someone you know who meets the criteria. And how often does an entire student body kick off a new semester while cooking? Well, unless you're a Shepherd's College student, not very often. They kicked off the spring 2009 semester with a conference retreat. Shepherd's Angela Houck says their student body of 6 has developmental disabilities. Meal prep may not seem like a learning session, but
these are all skills that they need. Communicating with each other, with coworkers, with roommates in the future, and working together as a team. Those are job skills. Really, everything that we do is building for them to be successful after graduation.
Students discover the God that's designed them and investigate the specific purpose He has for their life. Houck says
the students need to depend on God for strength and success, not only here at Shepherd's College, but in life. And I think as we model to them how to walk with God and how to pray and how to study the Bible, that's something that they can make their own.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.